Ian Taylor's Jukebox.
Is Jeremy Dutcher from his second album, and he's the only artist to have won the Polaris Prize twice so far. That is, let's see if he can do it a third time. Wouldn't that be amazing? I wouldn't put it past him. He's so darn talented. Listen to that voice, eh? And another talented artist here on the show that we're going to play is our featured artist of the week. Ran into her and her friends at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, which is what this show is all about this week. And we're going to play a song called Intertribal Happy Feet, featuring the Chippewa Travelers by the incredible Chris Dirksen, right here on the Jukebox.
Thank you.
Brothers Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I, oh, naive enough.
And I keep your photograph to this day, wishing and hoping that you're okay. And I'm missing you now.
I never met a girl like you. Kids are all my little
walls the same, love remains, all this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day, wish you were home beside me.
We've left your bedroom in its place, posters and memories unerased. And I, oh, naive am I,
standing in the doorway, I hold back my tears. Seems just like yesterday, although it's been years. And I'm missing you now.
Walls the same, love remains, all this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day, wish you were home beside me.
Just in case, open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I, oh, naive
enough.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I.
Two of my favorite artists, well, actually it's one artist and two people, but two of my favorite people, that is Twin Flames and Porchlight. I think the last time I ran into them was in Newfoundland, but I spoke to them not too long ago, and I hope that they're doing well and get to see them soon. My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox Show. We've got music from Bell and Quinn coming up, a song called Homage, and this is from an artist and group that are Haitian original sisters. And they are based in Canada. They blend Haitian rhythms and world music and jazz, soul, funk. It's pretty heavy stuff. I hope you enjoy it. Also on the show, John Bouti with Tremble Song. And this is something that came out in 2010. It was also on the TV show Tremble. That's the main version and the main song. It's like listening to MASH, but different. It's way different, actually. Tremble was a show that was featured on HBO. Alvin Youngblood Hart is on the show. Some blues, Big Mama's Door from 1996. And right now, For What It's Worth, from The Sojourners. And they were on the stage, the gospel stage. Three beautiful men and their voices singing along with a band that was a crackerjack band playing some amazing music. This is a cover of For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. Here it is on the jukebox.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. Saying, stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Came.
great long curly hair. But mama and papa, man, they sure don't allow me there. What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? Man, what about it? Get in that kitchen, man, and roll 'em till she come home. Get up in them woods, man, we sure had a lot of fun. Gonna see my pony run. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road.
Going back to the woods.
Till I come up in Big Mama Dome.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Thank you.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, it's real. I was like 34 double Ds. You know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie ABC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Weatherizing your home, installing rooftop solar panels, or switching to an electric heat pump can cut both your energy bills and your carbon pollution. But getting started can feel overwhelming.
Especially when you're talking about, for example, making an upgrade in your home. How do you do that? How do you find the most efficient appliance? How do you apply for like rebates, or how do you finance that project?
Melody Ortega, a community organizer in Minneapolis, says getting information can be especially hard if you do not speak English. So she helped bring together a group of bilingual Latina community members. And together, they got trained and certified as community energy ambassadors through the Clean Energy Resource Teams Initiative. They learned about energy efficiency, solar power, heat pumps, and electric vehicles, as well as rebates, incentives, and financing options. Ortega says the group of trainees included a real estate agent, a contractor, and an educator.
Everyday folks who are not necessarily working in the energy field or in the environmental field,
but who are trusted members of the community, who people turn to for advice and information, so they can help more Latina residents learn how to reduce their utility bills and cut carbon pollution. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to